Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
David McWilliams wrote a really interesting piece over the weekend regarding why there is an anti-Americanism among the Irish left. Some of it's about foreign policy, some of it's about ideology, but all of it raises big questions about how we see ourselves on the world stage and how our closest economic partner sees us. And law lecturer from University of Galway and columnist with the Journal and, of course, American, Larry Donnelly joins us this morning. Larry, good morning to you. Do you believe that Dave McWilliams is right? Is there a creeping anti-Americanism here?
I do, Kira. I think he makes an important point in the piece. I think that increasingly an article of faith on the Irish left and the Irish hard left is that America and Americans are somehow bad and wrong. And more increasingly, what I hear on social media and elsewhere is that Americans are stupid. And I hate to hear that. And it is primarily because Americans think differently than Irish people do. I voted with my feet, Kira. I live here. I don't agree with them. But I don't think that that makes them stupid or wrong. And I think this all comes in a context in which America has been a very, very good friend to Ireland. And I think many countries around the world would give anything to have the relationship and to have the access that Ireland does to the United States. Yet, for many on the left, this is something that they scorn.
One of the most interesting things I think in the piece is he refers to them as the presidential left, which he describes as a low stakes leftism movement that comes together to win presidential elections. There's a grain of truth in that the people who are firing shots at America have no skin in the game. It's not for them to keep the economy, to keep the lights on, to do anything. It's easy to criticize something when you have no sense of responsibility. With no power comes no responsibility.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think some of this is issues driven. I think that some of it definitely does have to do with the choice of the American people to elect President Trump, somebody who I don't have an awful lot of time for, as I've said many times on this program and elsewhere. I think an awful lot of it has to do with the United States' support for Israel in the midst of an ongoing genocide in Gaza. And I take the points and I take the criticism that people voice on both counts. But what I don't take is when it degenerates into a criticism of America for being Americans. And we see this on a whole range of different fronts. And I think David McWilliams points this out very well in his piece. And a lot of it comes down to a sense of moral superiority, a sense that among many on the Irish left that we are full of virtue and that America and Americans are not, that they are somehow lesser and fundamentally what I hear over and over again is that they are dumb.
It's quite interesting you say that the moral superiority, because Ireland has always had a sense of moral superiority. Even when we were a kind of a theocracy almost, a Catholic state, we had a bit of a sense of, you know, we were better than those liberal kind of floozies elsewhere. And now we're a little bit that way now too, just on different issues.
Yeah, I think that some conservative commentators in this country, I think, have quite aptly said that some of the people who are the leading lights on the left, and indeed who say things with such authority and say things so strongly, that many decades ago, perhaps, they would have been involved in the clergy. And I think there is an absolute truth in all of that.
Well, I suppose if you're sanctimonious, you're drawn to certain things, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that's true, Kara. But, you know, look, at the end of the day, this is a great country, and I voted with my feet. I live here. I don't live in the U.S. But at the same time, I think some of the criticism of the United States, and in particular, the criticism of Americans, is overwrought. If we look, for instance, at what happened on the Late Late Show the other night, where a British comedian came on and absolutely destroyed American tourists, saying how stupid they were and other things, and the audience met that with rapture, laughing and clapping, etc. That's wrong in many levels. The emotional attachment that Irish Americans have to this country is extraordinary, and it has reaped enormous dividends for Ireland. And to ridicule that, to say something bad about those people, I think speaks an awful lot, and I think it speaks very badly of Irish people who endorse that sentiment.
I think David McWilliams makes the economic argument very clearly in his piece too, just how dependent that we are. US accounts for 69% of all foreign investment here. American firms here employ 300,000 people, 11% of our workforce. And American multinationals alone pay $40 billion per year in wages and are 72% of Ireland's exports. Like, we mess with this relationship at our peril, isn't it? Like, we're taking pot shots, but if America were to react badly to those pot shots, we'd be in significant trouble economically.
Yeah, look, I mean, I remain bullish about the U.S.-Ireland relationship. There's no question that we are at something of a difficult point at this moment. I've made, you know, the reality is, for instance, we're looking at something like enacting the Occupied Territories Bill, which will have very limited impact in terms of helping any of the people who are suffering so badly on the ground in Israel. But at the same time, could implicate a lot of U.S. law that will have very detrimental consequences for United States companies doing business here. So while we point fingers and while we attack the United States, and some of those criticisms are justified, but while we do so, we imperil this relationship, which is so beneficial. The reality is Ireland has gone down a certain path. Whether we agree with it or not, that's immaterial at the moment. But one out of every six private sector jobs in this country is dependent upon American foreign investment in this country. And to the extent that we jeopardize that at a very, very difficult juncture for Ireland internationally, it's very, very bad policy.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Larry Donnelly there, law lecturer from the University of Galway and columnist with The Journal. Let us know what you think. Are we biting the hand that feeds in order to feel smug and morally superior? Or do you have a different view on all of it? We'd love to hear from you this morning on the show. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.